It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Coloradans gathered for a virtual town hall last night to grieve for shooting victims in Atlanta earlier this week and to discuss the problem of anti-Asian violence closer to home. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Some people at the meeting talked about the harassment they've experienced over the last year, especially as some politicians have continued to use anti-Asian rhetoric to talk about the coronavirus. Others said they were feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and angry. About 40 incidents involving verbal, physical, and other forms of harassment were documented in Colorado between March of last year and February this year. That's according to Stop AAPI Hate, a group that's been tracking the crimes since the start of the pandemic. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Earlier this week, Mesa County began allowing people 16 and older to schedule a COVID-19 vaccine, but it has scaled back eligibility at the state's request. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story.
The change happened after Grand Junction's Two Rivers Convention Center became the Western Slope's only state-run mass vaccination site on Wednesday. With that new designation came new rules, including that it was not time to move on to phase two, or everyone 16 and older. Mesa County Public Health says it had opened up vaccinations to phase two because it had enough vaccine to do so. But it will now scale back to the previous phase, which includes people 50 and older and essential frontline workers in several industries, among others. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
That new eligibility for people 50 and older takes effect today. This latest phase of the state's rollout means 2.5 million more people can now get vaccinated. It's the last phase before the state opens up vaccines to the general public. There are details on getting a shot and the state's vaccination effort at CPR.org. And sunny skies across the state today and temperatures rising today and tomorrow, then snow to end the weekend. This is CPR News.